This hearing has been extremely illuminating, and a number of my colleagues have commented to me privately how much they appreciate the job you've done here. I thank our witnesses for attending and my colleagues for participating. The hearing record will remain open for 1 week for additional materials from other scholars or interested citizens or organizations to be submitted. Written questions for the witnesses must also be submitted by the close of business 1 week from today, and we'll ask our witnesses to respond to those questions promptly so we can complete the record. It is clear that this administration took the country into war on a fraudulent basis, with the President insisting we had no other option but to preemptively attack Iraq. Now, 4 years into the war, we are still in Iraq, and the President insists that we have no other option but to stay with no end in sight. As long as this President goes unchecked by Congress, our troops will remain needlessly at risk and our national security will be compromised. Today, we have heard convincing testimony and analysis that Congress has the power to stop a war if it wants to. The President has no plan for ending our mission in Iraq. Worse still, his Iraq-centric policies have undercut our national security strategy worldwide. By finally setting a limit on our involvement in this misguided war in Iraq, and backing up that judgment with the power of the purse, we can redeploy our troops from that country and begin to refocus on the global terrorist networks that do continue to threaten the United States. Let me just quickly dispel a few myths that have been generated as a result of the discussion about the use of the power of the purse. Some have suggested that if Congress uses the power of the purse, our brave troops in the field will somehow suffer or be left hung out to dry. This is completely false. Congress has the power to end funding for the President's failed Iraq policy and force him to bring our troops home. Nothing will prevent the troops from receiving the body armor, ammunition, and other resources they need to keep them safe before, during, and after their redeployment. By forcing the President to safely bring our troops and our forces out of Iraq, we will protect them, not harm them. Others have suggested that using the power of the purses is micromanaging the war. Not so. That's certainly not what I heard from this panel. It makes no sense to argue that once Congress has authorized a war, it cannot take steps to limit or end that war. Setting a clear policy is not micromanaging. It is exactly what the Constitution contemplates, as we've heard today. Congress has had to use its power many times before, often when the executive branch was ignoring the will of the American people. It has done so without micromanaging and without endangering our soldiers. Some have argued that cutting off funding would send the wrong message to the troops. Our new defense secretary even made this argument last week with respect to the non-binding resolution now under consideration. I find these claims offensive and self-serving. Congress has the responsibility in our constitutional system to stand up to the President when he is using our military in a way that is contrary to our national interest. If anything, please, this is not a public speech, this is merely a hearing. If anything, Congress's failure to act when the American people have lost confidence in the President's policy would send a more dangerous and demoralizing message to our troops. That Congress is willing to allow the President to pursue damaging policies that are a threat to our national security and that place them at risk. Any effort to end funding for the war must ensure that our troops are not put in even more danger, and that important counterterrorism missions are still carried out. Every member of this body, without exception, wants to protect our troops and our country. But we can do that while at the same time living up to our responsibility to stop the President's ill-advised, ill-conceived, and poorly executed policies, which are taking a devastating toll on our military and our national security. It's up to Congress to do what is right for our troops and for national security, which has been badly damaged by diverting so many resources into Iraq. So as I said earlier, tomorrow I will introduce legislation that will prohibit the use of funds to continue the deployment of U.S. forces in Iraq after 6 months from the enactment of that bill. This legislation will allow the President adequate time to redeploy our troops safely from Iraq, and it will make specific exceptions for a limited number of U.S. troops that must remain in Iraq to conduct targeted counterterrorism, training, and protection missions. From the beginning, this war has been a mistake, and the policies that have carried it out have been a failure. Congress must not allow the President to continue a war that has already come at such a terrible cost. By redeploying our troops from Iraq, we can begin to refocus on our top national security priority, defeating terrorist networks operating around the globe. This hearing has shown that this legislation is fully consistent with the Constitution of the United States. Congress should enact it, and soon the hearing is adjourned.